This machine could solve the biggest problems in biosolids. Supercritical water oxidation destroys sludge in seconds. A team of engineers is helping a California utility become one of the first to harness it. One morning in March, in a manufacturing plant in Kokomo, Indiana, Lynn Grijalva stood before a table displaying a beaker of sewage sludge, some pitchers of clean water, and two cans filled with minerals. One wet, one dry. She dug her fingers into the latter. "It's coarser than flour, but still really fine," said Grijalva, a vice president at Hazen. "There's 20% phosphorus in it. You could easily use it to make fertilizer." Nearby sat two connected 40-foot shipping containers. Sludge like what was in the beaker had been fed into them. Thanks to new technology called AirSquo, all that came out was the water and minerals, plus a tiny amount of carbon dioxide and nitrogen gas. SQO stands for supercritical water oxidation. As kids, we learned that water exists as a solid, liquid, or gas, but extreme heat and pressure can transform it into a fourth state called supercritical water. Add oxygen to supercritical water, and it becomes the chemical equivalent of Hercules, capable of destroying almost all organic matter, even chemicals like PFAS, in seconds. The process can also cut total solid mass by more than 95%. If you start with 100 pounds of organic solids, that means ending with 5. Mohammed Abu Orf thinks SQO could potentially solve multiple big challenges in the field of biosolids, treated sewage sludge, from rising disposal costs to chemical contamination. "This could be the holy grail of waste management," said Abu Orf, a Hazen vice president who has decades of experience in biosolids. The AirSquo unit in Kokomo, engineered by 374 Water and built by the Merrill brothers, the owner of the manufacturing plant, is one of the first commercial SQO systems. It's called AirSquo 6 for its ability to treat 6 wet tons of sludge per day. Soon, the system will be shipped to California, where both companies and a Hazen team led by Grijalva will help the Orange County Sanitation District, OC San, become one of the first utilities to test AirSquo at significant scale. The unit will operate for 18 months. If it succeeds, and we think it has a really good chance, this could be a revolutionary technology for biosolids management, Abu Orf said. "I need alternatives." OC San serves 2.6 million people in an area just south of Los Angeles. With the Orange County Water District, the utility recently finished expanding an innovative system that turns wastewater into drinking water, then injects it underground to replenish groundwater. But wastewater isn't OC San's only responsibility. The agency's two wastewater treatment plants generate 800 tons of wet solids daily. The sludge goes through huge digesters that consume organic material and generate methane gas. What's left over is dried in centrifuges and trucked away, much of it to farms as fertilizer. Rob Thompson, OC San's general manager, said the utility spends $12 million per year just transporting biosolids to farms and composters. "And California is saying no more diesel trucks," he said. "Well, we're shipping our stuff from Orange County to Yuma. That's about an 8-hour round-trip haul. An electric truck won't make that. So that's going to get much more expensive." Meanwhile, PFAS, chemicals used in countless consumer products and linked to various health risks, including some cancers, have been detected in sewage sludge around the country. Current biosolids technologies don't destroy these notoriously resilient chemicals. For that reason, Maine recently banned the application of biosolids to crops. Wastewater plants there have scrambled to find other destinations for solids. Other contaminants found in sludge, like pharmaceuticals and microplastics, could throw more curveballs in the future. It seems like long-term, it's just a matter of time until we aren't allowed to reuse biosolids or burn methane anymore, Thompson said. I need alternatives. A pressure cooker on steroids. Mohammed Abu Orf spends many of his working hours looking for such alternatives. "Part of my job is to keep an eye on innovative technologies for biosolids management and treatment," Abu Orf said. "A few years ago, I heard of this company, 374 Water, developing this prototype for a SQO system." Mark Deschusses first created the system as part of a Gates Foundation project to develop innovative toilets for developing countries. SQUO had been around since the 80s, but other attempts to harness it had largely failed. Deschusses, a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Duke University, used that prior research to hone his design. The result was a pressure cooker on steroids, Deschusses said. His system combines sludge and air in a reactor where extreme heat and pressure, at least 374 degrees Celsius, 705 degrees Fahrenheit, and 3,205 pounds per square inch, 218 atmospheric pressure, instantly turn the water supercritical. The process breaks down organic matter in seconds, while the resulting heat is recycled to power the next reaction. Every organic material Deschusses and his researchers fed into the prototype, food waste, chemical waste, landfill leachate, was destroyed. "One day, we decided to put some PFAS in there and see what happened," Deschusses said. "We put a lot in, but we didn't find any in the output. Zero." Since then, multiple experiments have proven that SQUO can eliminate more than 99% of identifiable PFAS, leading the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to call it a promising PFAS destruction technology. Deschusses eventually patented his SQUO system and co-founded 374 Water with fellow Duke engineer Kobe Nagar to commercialize it. When Abu Orf visited Duke in 2019 to see the device in action, he knew the startup was onto something and began helping them apply for grants and awards. The first big road trip. Thompson was similarly enthused when he read a story about 374 Water in late 2020. "I saw what they were doing and slapped my forehead and said, 'Wow,'" Thompson recalled. "These guys have a better mousetrap." Within a year, OC San's board approved an $8.7 million demonstration project, which will bring AirSQUO 6 to the agency's Fountain Valley plant. The federal government later committed another $3.45 million to the work. Installation will start once the unit gets a state air permit. In the first 6 months of operation, 374 Water will run the unit and train plant staff until they're ready to take over. Hazen's senior associate Daria Dursen, who directs the firm's biosolids research and helped with permitting for the project, will lead a performance analysis. "We'll be monitoring a lot of details," said Dursen. "PFAS and microplastics are a big concern, for example, so we will look at the ability of this technology to destroy those emerging contaminants." But Grijalva stressed that AirSQUO is a proven commercial product. In other words, this isn't an R&D project. It's more like taking a new kind of car on its first big road trip. When you're running the first one for the first month, the first year, what you want to know is, can it run reliably? Grijalva said. This is about making sure it runs with no stops and no hiccups. After that, then you fine-tune it. If all goes well, an AirSQUO unit that can treat 30 wet tons per day and generate net positive energy will replace the original. Hazen's senior associate Ian McKenzie designed the plant connections to work for both sizes, and the AirSQUO 6 has sludge dewatering equipment that's also compatible with the bigger size. Thompson sees multiple ways the larger unit could save energy within his plant's existing treatment systems. Eventually, he said, SQUO Tech could process all of OC San's biosolids and maybe even help landfills with leachate and food waste and drinking water plants with spent PFAS filters. "I believe our industry needs to be more aggressive about saying where we want to go and where science and engineering can take us to make the world better," Thompson said. "This thing will probably work. Will we have metallurgical problems along the way? Maybe. Will the machines need some tweaking? Probably. Does serial number 1 look exactly like serial number 2? I hope not. It'll get better."